Eso es un tic de perro. Yo no puedo decirle que está bien. The reading is taken from Romans, chapter 8, verses 1 to 8. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit, which gives life, has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do, because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us, who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Those who live according to the flesh have their minds set on what the flesh desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death. But the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God.
로마 비대 手紙8章1節から8節までの日本語でお読みします。こういうわけで、今はキリストイエスにある者が罪に定められることは決してありません。なぜなら、イエスキリストにある命の御霊の原理が罪と死の原理からあなたを解放したからです。肉によって無力になったため、立法にはできなくなっていることを神はしてくださいました。神はご自分の御子を罪のために罪深い肉と同じような形でお使わしになり、肉において罪を処罰されたのです。それは肉に従って歩まず御霊に従って歩む私たちの中に律法の要求が全うされるためなのです。肉に従う者は肉的なことをもっぱら考えますが、御霊に従う者は御霊に属することをひたすら考えます。肉の思いは死であり、御霊による思いは命と平安です。というのは、肉の思いは神に対して反抗するものだからです。それは神の律法に服従しません。いや、服従できないのです。肉にあるものは神を喜ばせることができません。目であり、その結果私たちが信仰によって約束の御霊を受けるためなのです。
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for coming today. I thought this was a little stress ball that somebody had put up here for me. I thought, oh, they know me very well. But it's actually a little shaker. So I'm just going to open us up with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come before you today, and God, we just thank you for your presence here. Heavenly Father, I just ask that you would unleash this understanding of your love. I ask that you would release understanding of the blood of Jesus, the power that is in the blood of the Lamb to cleanse each one of us from all our sin, all our unrighteousness. God, your word says that you remove our sin as far as the east is from the west from us. And you don't remember our sin anymore. And so, God, I ask that you would come with just the spirit of revelation today. God, would you give us minds to understand? Would you give us eyes to see the truth? Would you open up our ears to hear what it is you want to say to each one of us today? So, Holy Spirit, we welcome you here, and we need you, and we want you here with us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So, for those of you that don't know, I'm Pastor Aki's wife. I know a lot of you know that already, but some of you don't. And Aki and I actually met right after I finished up seminary. So we both went to seminary. Right now, I'm forgetting that I have a translator. Sorry. Tamau is translating today. And so, yeah, which is wonderful. So, anyways, Pastor Aki is in LA today,
今日、秋先生はあの LA に、LA で放送されています。LA ホーリーです。
You can keep them in your prayers. You have strep throat.
Strep throat, あの、咽頭炎ですか。なので、あの、具合が悪いので、お祈りください。
I think Michael might have given it to him. But、yeah, so you can keep him in your prayers. He was very sick this week. So today I wanted to talk about God's love. And this sounds very,、sometimes we make God much more complicated than what he actually is.
Should I switch with her? Okay.
Yes. So、I was just saying that a lot of times we make God out to be much more complicated than he is.The Bible says that God is love. I actually came to know Jesus when I was really little, when I was about 4 years old. And the church I grew up in, neither one of the pastors went to seminary. And so, I don't know, I grew up with a very simple faith. I knew that Jesus loved me. I knew that he died for my sins. And it was very simple, I guess. I think it's important that the longer we know Jesus,that the more we read the Bible and we understand more of the details as to his love and what it means to receive salvation. But for those of you that haven't heard of Jesus before, or you don't know very much about、the God that we serve here at this church, know that he is love. And God, he loves us in a way that no person can ever love us. God loves us in a way that no one else can love us.So now I'll go to the script. Tamal's like, sorry, Tamal. Yeah, but so recently life has been really unpredictable for Aki and I. About 6 months ago, we found out that the house that we were renting was being foreclosed on. And it led us on this journey of applying for a home loan, looking at houses and applying for a home loan, and going into escrow.
そういう状態がずっと続いていました。
And to make a long story short, the town, like the loan, it didn't go through at first, and so we're like, after, yeah, months of waiting, everything kind of fell through, and then, yeah, I guess we're just kind of at a point where, okay, God, what do you have for us next, and what do you have for JCCT next?
何ヶ月も待った後、ローンが出るためになってしまったりして、じゃあ神様、一体どうしたらいいの？JCC と私たちどうしたらいいの？というような段階に来ました。
I think just in the midst of so many uncertainties in life, a lot of times we long to have control over something. Perhaps it's just me, but... And I think Aki and I have realized over the last several months how much comfort we find in knowing, or just being able to predict from month to month where we're going to live and what income is coming in, and just very simple things like that. We find a lot of comfort in knowing from month to month.
Yeah.
And stress has a way of squeezing out of us whatever's inside of us. Sometimes it's not really good what is squeezed out. Unless you're Jesus, you know, there's some stuff in us that really gets squeezed out when we're under pressure. And this happened about 2 weeks ago. I was laying in bed and I was just so overwhelmed with life in general and all these things that we didn't, yeah, I feel like even for Aki and I, there's just so many things that we don't know what's going to happen next. And so, yeah, I was just laying on my bed very overwhelmed. And yeah, as I was just laying there, Aki already fell asleep, but I just, all of a sudden I just felt like just the sweet presence of the Lord come over me so undeservingly. Yeah, but I just really felt the presence of the Lord come over me, and yeah, I just started weeping. I guess even if I start crying while I'm speaking right now, when God touches me or when I feel His presence, I just cry sometimes. And I guess as I was laying there, I was feeling a lot of just guilt over my weaknesses, and I was just, as His presence came, I was just asking like Jesus to forgive me just for the struggles that I've been having lately, just out of my desire to have control over something. And as I, you know, like I feel a lot of times as Christians, we like beg God for forgiveness instead of just asking and receiving it. Yeah. So as I was laying there, I was just asking the Lord to forgive me, and I just felt the Holy Spirit saying, "Mandy, just receive it, like." You don't have to ask me so many times. if you make a mistake, receive my blood. Like, that's why I died for you, so that you could have that blood, so you didn't have to carry the weight of whatever guilt you have at the end of the day for your weaknesses.
失敗するのは分かっているから、ただそれを受け入れればいいんだよというふうに語ってくださいました。And so I just started
thanking Jesus for his blood. I was just, Jesus, I worship you for your blood. I thank you for the power of your blood that it washes all of our sin away. As far as the east is from the west, it removes it from us. And so I just started worshiping God in that way. And as I was just worshiping Him in that way, I started to feel joy again. I think sometimes as Christians we become so used to just hearing the gospel message, and we become so used to hearing about the blood of Jesus that we don't really realize what it is and the power that is in it. And I felt the Lord just speaking to my spirit, and I just felt Him say that many ask for forgiveness, but very few receive it. And I don't know why the Holy Spirit is so specific sometimes, but I even felt like the Lord said, only like 20% of people that claim to be Christians actually receive what is theirs to take. And and I know I've been living in the other 80% a lot of the time.
この 20% ぐらいの人が実際にその聖霊を受けるみんなただ聞いているだけでアスクしているだけで実際にリシーブ受けるのは 20% ぐらいではないかと思います。
So I haven't done a survey on that or anything, but for some reason that was what came to my mind as I was just spending time with the Lord.
調べたわけではありませんが、
And so, just as I was weeping and just receiving the blood of Jesus, my face was all swollen and I was kind of afraid of waking up Aki, so I went into the other room and I cried some more. And then I went back to bed and I just felt so clean. I just felt really, really clean. And that's the way as Christians, that's the way we're supposed to feel all the time.
でたくさん泣いて、イエス様の血によって洗い流していただいて、でまたさらにもっと泣いて、そしてその後なんか自分がとても洗われた清くなった感じがしました。
And just as I was just about drifting off into sleep, all of a sudden I hear an audible voice say, love you.
で、やっと寝ようとした時に
And it spooked me really bad. And it was interesting because the way the Lord said love you is, it sounded so much like the way that Aki says love you.
Aki が私に love you というような感覚と同じような感じで love you と。
But he was snoring next to me. I even woke him up and I said, did you just say love you? And he said, no. He went back to snoring.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting how it's so simple. But he really does love us. And I hope the Lord just even showing me that when we receive the blood, and when we thank Him for it, we not only ask Him for it, but we take it because it's been given to us, that we can suddenly hear and feel His love for us. Romans 8:1 says, therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. I remember hearing a story of a woman that had a near-death experience. Have you guys ever listened to stories about people that have had near-death experiences? They're really powerful. I was listening to a story not too long ago where a woman had died while she was having a brain tumor removed. And she was a Christian, but she died as she was having a brain tumor removed. And the part of her story that was so fascinating to me was she said this beautiful angel was carrying her to this really bright light, and she knew that light was Jesus. And she said that as she was nearing Jesus, it was as if she had never sinned in her life. When she was coming closer to Jesus, it was as if she had never sinned. She said it was the most wonderful feeling you could ever imagine. And she thought to herself, oh, it's the blood. I'm covered in the blood. In John 3:18, it says, for God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through Him. Whoever believes in Jesus Christ does not condemn, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. I believe it's in the translation. Did you want them just to read it? Sorry, no. Anyways, so today we're just going to cover a little bit about shame and condemnation. And no matter what culture you're in, there's shame. But I've realized being married to a Japanese man that, within the Japanese culture, it's kind of hard for someone that's not part of that culture to understand just the weight of it sometimes.
コンデミネーションと、シェイムの、ことについて、少し話します。コンデミネーションうまい訳がないんですけども、罪に定められるとか、罪に宣告されるとか、シェイムは恥、恥ずかしい。日本人の、夫を持って、 違いとかいろいろありますけれども、チェーンにこのという気持ちは自分の文化でもあると思います。
How many of you have felt shame before?
難しい気持ち。
If you say no, you're probably not telling the truth.
Shame on you.
So, yeah, whether you grew up in the Asian culture or the Hispanic culture, for me, I grew up, you know, I'm white, I'm from Minnesota. So, but I felt growing up in the church, there's a lot of shame and condemnation that goes on within the church.And if you grow up in the church, it becomes very confusing as to what the blood covers. So for example, I felt like growing up in the church, there were certain sins that seemed to be unforgivable, or there were certain sins that the blood didn't cover completely, and then there was other sins that were never mentioned. I felt like greed and gluttony, those things just, they never really were mentioned, but when it came to like sexual sin or getting pregnant out of wedlock, I mean those things were, like as a teenager in the church, that was just the most horrible thing I could imagine happening to me, because I would be shunned, you know? And sorry, Tomo, I forgot.
という気持ちはあると思いますが、ミネソタで育った私で、特に小さい頃から教会で育った私にとって、やっぱりその罪、許されない罪、イエス様の血がどこまで覆ってくれるのか、それによっても許されない罪っていうのがあるんじゃないかという、ずっとそのような感覚を持っていました。
And so, just kind of the question I want you to ask yourself is, what causes you to live in condemnation and shame? If you don't live in that, that's wonderful and you're exactly where you need to be, but I feel like it's something that we all struggle with, no matter how long we've known Jesus for.
罪の意識や恥の意識、に束縛される、要因を
Yeah, so what causes us to live in personal bondage of condemnation and shame? And I believe one of the things is believing the lie that whatever sin it is we're struggling with, nobody else is struggling with it, you're the only one, and that one is unforgivable in some sense, you know? The devil, he always wants to isolate us in whatever it is we're struggling with so that we don't reach out for help, we don't...It's too shameful to ask for prayer about.
まず一つは、サタンは私たちを神様から遠ざけようとするので、神様から許されることが、罪によっては許されないんだよと、そのようにサタンが、嘘を私たちに言ってきて、許されない罪があるんじゃないかという。
Romans 3:23 says, For everyone has sinned and fallen short of God's glorious standard. I feel another thing that causes us to stay under just the weight of condemnation is pride. And I feel there's sometimes, depending on if we're male or female, there might be certain areas of your life that you feel like you should have control of this, or you should be strong enough to be right in this way. And I feel pride.Shame and condemnation are actually a form of pride because it's saying, oh, I can make things right on my own, even though I'm failing miserably. So I feel one thing that really hinders us from receiving God's grace is pride and our desire to be good on our own.
自分がやったんだ、自分がコントロールしているんだという、それによって、自分は正しいんだと彼に言おうとすることがあります。
And another thing that I think really causes us to live underneath the weight of shame is just the spirit of religion. I don't know if you are familiar with that term, but within the Christian culture, there are certain rules that are not actually in the Bible that somehow I'm not explaining this well. The spirit of religion is all about rules, and you being self-disciplined enough to follow all these rules, and it really has to do with saving face or looking good to other people. It doesn't have much to do about the depth of your heart and your heart before God.
ルールなどに縛られて、これをすれば、宗教的だ、これをすれば信仰があるというような、そのような、形やルールにとらわれてしまうことです。
I used to be a youth pastor, and as a youth pastor, a lot of churches would complain about how rebellious the youth were. When I started to realize that there was a pattern, thatchurches that really had so many rules, and a lot of them weren't even from Jesus. They had so many rules that a lot of the kids were, their heart was, I'll never be able to measure up to that. So they go to the opposite extreme just because there's no way that they can ever have the self-discipline and self-control and just that outward appearance of such perfection. And so, I realized whenever there wasyouth that felt really condemned and youth that were very rebellious, that there was a much deeper problem in the church than the youth.
私がユースパスターをしていたことがありますけれども、すごくルールが厳しい教会で、もうそのように押さえつけられている若者たちが、もう逆にその全部守ることがもちろんできないので、それに別の方向に行くような、その教会自体もその若者よりもその教会自体に問題がありました。
Now, those are some of the signs that you're still living underneath that bondage, and I'm speaking from personal experience. I'm not saying this to shame or condemn you, but about some of the signs that we're still under the oppression of sinis I feel it's really difficult for us to hear God and to feel His presence, to feel His love. We're afraid to hear what He has to say because all we can think of is all the bad things that we're doing or all the ways in which we're weak and sinful.
神様の声の時に、自分自身の悪い部分や醜い部分が見えてしまいますが、ただその神様の愛を、ただ受け入れるようにしていったらいいと思います。
How many of you remember when you first became a Christian, how much joy you had?
初めてイエス様を信じた時に、どんなに喜びがあったか覚えていらっしゃいますか?
And I think a lot of that has to do with that. When we hear the gospel for the first time,like it's such good news, and we receive it by faith, and the weight of sin is broken off of us. But as believers, that joy isn't to dissipate. There might be some, you know, as we mature, we might go through some hard times, and it's okay if you're not as bubbly as what you were when you first became a Christian, but I feel that, so much of the reason of why we don't feel that joy is because we've gone back to believing that the blood of Jesus doesn't wash everything away.
初めて福音を聞いた時に、自分たちの罪が解き放たれて、喜びがあったと思いますけれども、その後、だんだんと、信仰生活の中で、大変なことなどがあって、その最初の喜びを忘れてしまう。
So, yeah, I just feel God, He wants to bring us back to the joy that we first had. He wants to bring us back to just that revelation of how much He loved us. And He wants us to live in that place of joy and freedom. Because I feel we don't really have anything to offer the world if we're living under condemnation or shame. Like, all we have to offer them is, oh, like, I used to be really excited about Jesus, and then, yeah, out of my weaknesses, I just feel we are called to live in the joy and the freedom that we had at first. And just a few things that I found to help me just in my journey and just really longing to live in that joy and that freedom and that revelation of love. One of the things I found out is when you confess your sins to the Lord, I do it morning and night because we're always, our flesh is sinful, and until we're with Jesus, we will have weaknesses and we will have our brokenness. But just, yeah, when you ask Jesus to forgive you, begin to worship Him and receive it by thanking Him for it. You don't have to beg Him and beg Him and beg Him. Just ask, and by faith, receive it and worship Him that He shed His blood for you.
ただ繰り返し神様にこうしてくださいというのではなくて、ただ素直にそれを受け入れて神様を礼拝していけば、神様は許してくださいます。
1 John 1:9 it says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us of all our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
1 John 1:9
So this week I'd like to challenge you that, like, 5 times a day, just be like, Jesus, thank you for your blood. Thank you for all that you sacrificed for me. And just even worshiping Him for His blood and thanking Him for it. This last week when I started to do that, I actually felt energy in my physical body. Because I feel like I feel tired a lot. But I even felt like, receiving the blood gives us life. And it even fills our physical body with energy to do that. Because we're always kind of, our flesh is always prone to come underneath that weight of sin.
ぐらいでも、ただイエス様に私のために血を流してくださってありがとうございます。もうただもうそれをその告白をして、神様の愛を受け入れてください。
In James 5:16 it says, therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you will be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Yeah, I feel another way that we can begin just to live in that complete freedom that Jesus has for us is confessing our sins to each other. And it's okay not to share your sins with everybody. God will, I guess in this last season, the Lord has really brought out a lot of freedom to my life, just even to my friendship with Anna. And just having a friend that's really safe, that you can go to, and even tell them what you're struggling with. And they love you enough to not only not judge you, but they love you enough to pray for you. And both Aki and I personally have received so much freedom by confessing our sins to, I don't know, like for me, I confess to Aki and to Anna because, you know, like there's certain people that I know that they're safe to go to. They won't judge me for my weaknesses. And I would encourage each one of you because, you know, God's always working on something in our life. If he's not working on something in your life, just ask him. He'll show you something you can work on. Yeah. But, sorry, come on.
罪の告白というのは誰にも、あの、誰にでも言うことではなくて、自分が信頼できる、私は最近アキとあのアナに、お話しましたけれども、あの、信頼のおける、信仰の友に自分があの安全だと思う、一緒に共に祈ってくれる、共に話を聞いてくれる、そのようなあ友達に告白するべきです。
And、I would really encourage you guys as you leave here today to really ask God.Who's a safe person that you could have? I know they use the term accountability partner, but I really don't like using that because I feel it's not about just, it's about having a relationship with another person where you trust them enough to be able to be real and to be authentic with them. And I feel as Christians, we're, the, Jesus says that they will know that you are Christians by your love for each other, which is interesting. So I feel,not only our love for the lost, but they will know that we're Christians by the way that we love one another. And yeah, I feel like a lot of times we focus on loving the lost, which is very necessary, but we also need to build relationships with each other that are deep enough where we can trust each other.And I think that there's something so powerful when we're able to receive grace from one another. A lot of times, you know, God, we don't hear him really clearly all the time that he loves us so much or that he forgives us, but we can tell each other, like, we can show the love of Christ by the way that we love one another. And I know for me, just even in my marriage with Aki, you know, it's really easy to be a nice person when you're in a bad mood. You can just go to your house and you live by yourself. And, you know, people can think you're really nice. But then when you get married and you don't have your own room to go to, it's really scary because that person sees all of your weaknesses. For me, that was like one of the scariest things about getting married is letting somebody see all my weaknesses. And, there's so much healing when somebody sees all that and their love for you doesn't change one bit. And so, yeah, I think that God, he really wants us to grow in love for each other. In Colossians 3:13, it says, "So as those who have been chosen of God, holy in beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another in love and forgiving each other. Whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also you should love one another."
成長していくことが大切だと思います。
And lastly, I guess just reiterating what I already said, 1 Peter 4:8, it says, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sin. And, you know, we all have our bad days, and we all have our weaknesses, and I feel one of the ways in which I've experienced the love of Christ a lot through my husband has been, even if I'm like just covering each other in your weaknesses. You know, there's a time to tell someone about their weaknesses, but you know, generally God doesn't tell us to tell them about it. He just tells us pray for them. You know, and yeah, I remember one time when Aki and I were first married, I was kind of begging him about something, and he said something to the effect of like, I cover you. And you know, even in our relationship with our spouses, you know, there's some weaknesses that we might see every day, and we're not called to pick at it. We're called to cover it with the blood of Jesus and cover them in prayer and realize, I feel the more mature you are in Christ, the more you realize how sinful you are. And so you're a lot less quick to judge another person because you're aware of your own sinfulness. And even within the body of Christ, I feel it's really easy to point out someone's weaknesses all the time. And as a pastor's wife, sometimes that can be kind of hard because sometimes pastors even get the brunt of that too. But I think that God wants to even show us just how to love each other so much that we cover their, not that we pretend that it's not there, but we pray for them in those areas of weaknesses that we see. And yeah, I feel like my husband, he's upfront a lot, and so it makes your life a little bit more vulnerable to criticism, and people see your weaknesses in a way that they might not see the weaknesses of other, excuse me, of other people in the body. And I feel, yeah, I feel like as the body matures, we learn to cover and we learn to pray for one another in those areas that are weak. And so I encourage you to practice that in your marriage and practice that in your friendships and practice that here at church. And yeah, extend grace to one another because I feel that's the way that we're able to just understand the grace of God more deeply too. So
Yeah. 周りの人と神様の恵みを分かち合ってお互いに許し合うこと、また私たちも弱いものですから、お互いに補い合うこと、人の弱さというのはすぐに見えてしまうものですけれども、そこを突っつくんではなくて、そこをカバーし合うということが、大切です。だんだん信仰が深くなってくると自分自身がどんなに罪深いのかということが分かってきますけれども、人の弱さを補ってあげること、それは結婚の生活やまた友達との関係の中でそのような関係を築いて成長していくことができます。
So Yeah, I guess that's all that I have for today, but I just want to close this out in prayer. Excuse me. Jesus, we just thank you for your blood, and God, I just ask that you would come today, and Lord, I just pray anyone struggling with condemnation, anyone that's struggling just with just feeling guilt and the weight of their own sin. Jesus, I just ask that you would give them grace to receive your blood today, to receive the blood that you died on the cross for. God, I ask that you would just release revelation to us this week as to the power of your blood. And God, I ask that, you would just pour out revelation and encounter. God, I ask that we would begin to encounter your love. God, I pray that it wouldn't be in a way that we could easily forget. But God, I ask that even today you would begin just to open up the ears of your people just to hear, that you love them, that you care for them, that they're precious to you, that you have a destiny for them. And God, I just ask that you would just remove just the weight of sin, the weight of death, God, that we carry around. And God, I pray that if there's anyone here that doesn't know you, that desires to know you, that desires just to experience the freedom that is found in you, God, I ask that you would show yourself to them today, that you would reveal your love to them. Jesus, I believe that you chase after us like no one else does. You pursue us like no one else pursues us. And God, I just ask that, you would just continue to pursue each one of us with just the weight of your love, the reality of your blood. God, I just ask that, even those that may not know you here today, God, I pray that they would know, Jesus, that each day you love on them, each day you chase after them, you want them to be yours. And God, I just ask that you would unleash your love in this body, God. I pray, Lord, that people would know that we are Christians by the way that we love one another, that they would want to become a Christian because of the love that they see. God, we even repent of just the way that we've judged one another. We repent of just the way that, we've so easily exposed the sins of each other. And God, I ask that you would just begin just to heal us and deliver us, just pour out your love upon us in such a way, God, that we begin to love each other the way that you love us. And God, I ask that would happen here, Lord. And Jesus, we receive your blood for all our weaknesses today, God. And I ask that you would just release life to each person, that they would walk out of here just feeling just the joy that they first felt when they met you, Jesus. That they would feel just the lightness that they first felt when they met you. And so, God, I just bless each person here, and I ask that they would feel your love as they leave from here today. Amen.